Are you ready to decide it's your turn to live your most purposeful, profitable, passionate life? I'm Christina LeCure, former professional golfer turned confidence and success coach. I truly believe every one of us was put here for a God-given purpose, and it is our responsibility to live that fully. For well over a decade now, I've been turning my life, as well as countless others around, from feeling unworthy, incompetent, and without a purpose to living a life I cannot wait to wake up for. Even on days when shit hits the fan. And it all started with a decision. Yeah, you heard that right. I said God and shit in the same sentence. So clearly this won't be your typical podcast, but what I can assure you is that each week myself and my guests are going to enlighten you, fire you up, and having you walk away with stories and strategies to not only boost your confidence, but give you hope that at any moment in time, you have the power to decide it's your turn. Hey, y'all, welcome back to the podcast. So today has probably been one of the hardest podcasts I've had to record in a while. This is going to be a solo episode. And here's why it's been hard. I'm looking at my list. So if you're watching me on YouTube, I may show you guys a few things today, but don't worry, the podcast will be just as fine. I'm sure if you don't want to watch, you'd rather listen. I don't blame you. Sometimes I want to watch podcasts. Have you ever watched a podcast? Like, I sometimes don't mind actually seeing like the way people interact, but 99% of the time I just listen to a podcast. So if you're listening, you won't really miss out on anything, but there is going to be a few things I am going to be referring to looking down at my phone, because today's podcast, and this sounds so like, ugh, make you want to, you know, puke kind of a little bit, but today's podcast is all about me. And the reason why I'm recording this is it was a suggestion from a couple of my clients and my team in regards to talking more about myself, my journey, and my story. So if you're new to this podcast, don't worry, they're not always all about me. But if you're a regular to this podcast, first of all, thank you. I cannot believe that, you know, we've been doing this podcast as long as we have. We're coming up on 200 episodes in the next little bit. I don't know when exactly this one's going to come out, but it's kind of been a crazy, amazing journey. And I feel like this is so hard talking about myself, because if you follow me over on Instagram at @bchristina, you know that I really do share about 80% of my life. And I know if you are up in the online space, perhaps you just watch social media, or perhaps you're fully involved in social media and the business behind social media, how to monetize your social media. I am 100% not an influencer. I hope to think of myself as a person of influence. I've always said that. But, you know, one thing about social media is I have always been sharing my life for pretty much the last 8 years. If I really think about it, I really started kind of showing up consistently, not as consistent as I have done for probably the last 5 years, 4 to 5 years. But I really started showing up on social media back in 2015. And obviously, that's like when social media really started taking off, I think, or especially Instagram. But I was still playing golf back in 2015. I was hosting corporate and charity golf events. That's what I was doing then. I was still playing a little bit, playing a few events, but mostly I was in my corporate golf gig. And so if you saw my social media back in 2015, I really kind of started showing up. In the beginning, it was all golf. And then it was starting to show up with like inspirational quotes, maybe some motivational stuff. And if you want, you can go to my Instagram, @bchristina, and it'll take you a friggin' minute. But if you scroll all the way back, and over the years, I have deleted probably hundreds, if not a couple thousand posts, just because there were so many. And for a long period of time, I always thought that like, I didn't want too many posts. Now I just realized that that's so stupid. I should have just kept them all, because I remember when I went over 1,000, and now I think I'm close to probably 2,000 posts, because I do post pretty much every single day, still this far along in my business journey and my social media journey. But if you go look, you can kind of see how things really started to change and progress. Like, it's actually really, really interesting. But, you know, why I'm doing this podcast today is people say, you know, my team, a couple of my clients are like, oh, I didn't know that. Or you should share that on your social media, or you should share that on your podcast. And it's so interesting, because I do feel like I share like 90% of my life, 80% of my life, whatever it is. But I've always done this. And if you've noticed on social media, especially within the last 6 months to a year, people are really starting to, you know, use the quote unquote strategy of getting to know someone. And I have done this, like I said, I've done this really from the beginning. And so, you know, I was the one trend. I am not trendy at all. I am in a blue jean shirt. Like I am the least trendiest person that you'll meet, but people are jumping on this trend now, and this has always been my trend. I've always wanted to, I don't know how to fake it. I don't know how to not really share with you what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, why I'm so passionate about what I'm doing. And this is a new word that I've learned, and tell me if this, like, if you feel like this is something that you're hearing a lot of too, the word gatekeeping. So I guess apparently a lot of people like, quote unquote, don't share their secrets. And now this is becoming a thing of people saying, well, I'm not gatekeeping. I'll tell you everything. I'm like, oh my God, people, I've fucking done this since the beginning. So hi, I guess I'm finally being trendy. I'm finally catching on to the latest trends, but this is something that I've always done. So all of that to be said, and you know, if you're new here, welcome. I'm extremely long-winded and I'm going to go off on 17 different tangents because that's just how passionate I am about talking about this. But, you know, I've always been authentic. I've always shown you everything. And so when I was asked to share more, I'm always thinking like, don't you know this? I've guaranteed I've talked about this, but I also think this is so helpful for you too, especially if you are in the space of showing up on social media and selling something on social media and just sharing who you are and what you do and how you serve a human. It is really important for you to hear that I have literally been showing up very, very, very consistently for about 5 years, but I've really been showing up probably for, you know, since 2015, how many years ago? Oh my God, that's freaking 9 years. Is that insane to say? Like, that is insane to say. But, you know, 7 to 9 years, I've been very, like, much authentically showing up, sharing my opinion, sharing what I'm learning, sharing my voice, sharing who I am and what I do and what I care about. But so that's why this podcast seems like so foreign and why I've been totally like procrastinating literally for 3 weeks. If I don't know when this podcast comes out, I think probably beginning of April or something like that. But I am so fully batched out in my podcast till the end of May, besides this solo podcast, because I'm only like 2 weeks out from this podcast because I've been putting it off for so long. I'm like, share my story podcast, share my story podcast. And I feel like I just don't really know what to share because I feel like I've talked about all of it, but maybe I can condense it all into one and you can get to know me a little bit better. You can maybe learn. I was thinking about questions that I ask guests, like what would you have done differently? What are your biggest lessons? You know, what would you tell people? And so maybe I'm just going to share a few of those things today and hopefully they resonate with you. If you've heard a few of these stories, if you're my clients or you follow me on Instagram at @bchristina, we're starting to show up more on TikTok. Did you know that? I'm so proud. We're finally starting to show up more on TikTok and we're actually getting, you know, quite a few views on TikTok, which is kind of fun. I probably need to be showing up much more on LinkedIn because a lot of my audience and those of you who really resonate with what I say and become potential clients or are clients, a lot of you are hanging out on LinkedIn because obviously I specialize in helping people become more confident, change their mindset, love their life, and make money. That is literally what I do. And, you know, from the beginning, I think I, quote unquote, have niched myself wrong, but I do think what I do is very clear. And I think how I do it is very clear. You know, I'm not the person. And sometimes, you know, I want to be very vulnerable on this podcast. Sometimes I have moments. This is the reason why I have a coach and a therapist and a group of women I meet with to just kind of run thoughts and ideas by, because sometimes I do get overwhelmed. You know, even today, or I think it was yesterday, I was looking through Instagram. I was just, you know, after you post, you're supposed to scroll for a little bit and interact with people to engage your post or whatever it is. And so I always try to, you know, spend a few minutes on Instagram. And I was looking at a few people that I know and a few people that I don't know. And the overall consensus is everyone talks about money. Everyone talks about how much more money they can be making and all the things. But, you know, if I go through, I only do one-on-one coaching. So if you're new here, yes, I am only a one-on-one coach. And yes, it is an extremely bad business model, but I don't listen to the internet. I listen to God, and God has 100% put it in my soul that this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't think that there's very many people on this planet that can handle all of the things that I can handle from all of the clients that I have. And, you know, some people are talking to me every single day about business and life and kids and family and good things and bad things. And I handle it all. I hold it all for my clients. And it's something that I love to do. And I don't think a lot of people, A, would want to do this, and B, could do it to the capacity that I do. My work is my life. My clients are like, you know, I don't want to say like they're my kids, but I care about them that much. I want my clients to win so badly. And I only take on, at one time, I only take on 30 clients. And I'm blessed to say right now, I currently have 29 clients in my roster. And one of the things, I've totally lost my train of thought. If welcome to this podcast, where I will always lose my train of thought. I am far from perfect for sure. But I think what I was trying to say was a lot of my clients have asked me to share more of my life and what I do and what, you know, why I did this and what I would have changed and all of the things that are kind of that I feel like most people know. So today I wanted to go through a few things, and I thought, gosh, where do I start with this podcast? So if you're watching over on YouTube, this is my phone and this is a note. So if you're looking at the YouTube, you can see this is a note that I keep in my phone. I currently have like 400 notes in my phone. It's pretty insane. I'm always writing things down, always writing things that I think will help people, or, you know, just things that I want to keep track of. But this note came from my phone back in November 21st, 2016 at 7:37 in the morning. You know, one of the questions that someone asked me was, they said, was I always a morning person, or have I always been a morning person? So I put out on my Instagram stories, or is there anything that you want to know about me? And someone said, have you always been a morning person? Because my crazy ass wakes up anywhere between 4 and 5 in the morning. However, my husband and I did sleep one time this year till 7 o'clock, and we both looked at each other and thought, oh my God, get up. It was like this crazy thing that we thought we'd blown the whole entire day. Okay, like normal people sleep until after 7, Christina, you're fine to sleep till 7. But I normally get up between 4 and 5 o'clock every single day. I do go to bed very early, but that was a question that people asked, was I always a morning person? And I remember when Nathan and I first got together. So for those of you who are new here, Nathan is my husband, and we've been together like 20 something years. Anyway, so when we first started dating, I always remember telling him, I was like, listen, unless there is a 7 as the first digit on that alarm clock, do not talk to me. Do not breathe near me. Do not touch me. Do not come near me. And now I'm thinking 7 o'clock is like, absolutely, like, oh my God, you've wasted the whole day away. So there's an answer to that question that was on my sheet. If you care, no, I have not always been a morning person. However, for the last, I don't know, however many years, 15 years, I have been very much a morning person. I love the morning so much. I think it's like my favorite time. And for those of you who don't know, I think I've said this before, but like, it is the craziest thing ever. If you have a hard time getting up in the morning, find something that you've so looked forward to, like so much. And anyone who knows me, it doesn't matter where I am. We do travel a lot. We go, you know, to the lake house on the weekends, or we travel all over the place. I have the exact same thing. No matter where I am in the world, whether it's at my house or halfway across the world, I have the exact same thing every single day. And that is a cup of coffee with an apple and peanut butter. And I promise you, if I can't have that, like, oh my gosh, the day has started off wrong. But that motivates me to get out of bed at 4 or 5 in the morning. I just get so freaking happy. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you probably see my face. I'm like blushing. Like, it is the best thing ever to me. And I do use PB2 now, because I know, like, gosh, peanut butter has, like, I could eat literally the half a jar of peanut butter. And apparently that's not very good for you, nor is it healthy. But all of that to be said, apple, peanut butter, and coffee in the morning. That is the reason why I get up. That is what has made me a morning person. But going back to my note, I'm literally, one of my clients is always like, I cannot even listen to your podcast because you're all over the fucking place. So from apple and peanut butter, why I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, to this note I wrote in my phone from November 16th, 2021. And the reason why I want to share this note is because I think oftentimes when I talk on my social media and when I am really trying to help someone get clear on what it is that they want to do, oftentimes the number one thing, by far, by a landslide, what stops people from doing something that they say that they want to do is they think too far ahead. They think about how step seven is going to happen when they haven't even taken step two. And it's interesting, in 2016, November 21st, 2016, I wrote down this as my goal in business. And you guys, this wasn't that fucking long ago. This was literally less than eight years ago, I wrote, I will travel the world golfing and visiting amazing resorts as a TV blogger, being paid $500,000 a year by doing so. I love my life. I will host national sports shows that allow me to be real, interview the biggest names in the sports world, and envision myself becoming the greatest at what I do. I will impact lives. I will work for Fortune 500 companies. I will do a fitness photo shoot. I will share that life has ups and downs, and to be real and to be honest and not only show the good parts on social media. So this is verbatim. Like, if you can see my phone on YouTube, it is verbatim from November 21st, 2016. And I think it's really helpful for me to share this because this is completely opposite of what I'm doing right now. It is and it isn't, if that makes sense. And I get emotional just looking at this because I knew that I wanted something great. I knew that I wanted to, for me, $500,000. I still don't make $500,000 a year profit, not even close. I knew that I wanted to make good money. I knew that I wanted to share that life had ups and downs. I knew that I wanted to impact people. I knew that I wanted to travel, and I knew that I wanted to love my life. That is what is in bold. If you can see it, what is in bold is I love my life. And if you've listened to this podcast before, or you've come over and seen me on social media, you will know that to this day in 2024, I always say I have the greatest life ever. I love my life. And so I shared this note with you today to tell you that even though this is completely different than what I'm doing today, it's also what I needed to do in order to get clarity that this is what I'm doing today and this is what I meant to do. I was close of what I wanted. It was in a different capacity. I did not know that I would be coaching people on their mindset and performance and confidence. I didn't know the capacity that I would be inspiring people and helping people and coaching people. I knew that I wanted to do it. I just didn't know that this was the container in which I was going to do it, but I had to start. I had to start with having the vision of what I wanted. I wanted to love my life. I wanted to make great money. I wanted to impact people. I wanted to travel the world. And even though I'm doing it in a completely different capacity than I envisioned in 2016, I knew that I had to start. And so if you go back, way back on my Instagram, you can still see it. Not every post is still there, but you can see that I was talking about these things. I was talking about changing your mindset. I was talking about creating a vision. I was talking about what are the stories, patterns, and habits that you have that are keeping you stuck. The same shit that I talk about today, it's just that today it's in a different container. Today it's in almost like a formal fashion of how I do it. This is the strategy that I use, the decision, faith, and action formula that I now use. But in order to get where I am today, 8 years later, I had to start. And I think that that is so unbelievably important. And I pray that my phone never gets stolen, or, you know, I always have it downloaded on the cloud, because it's cool to see that. And, you know, I have, if I'm looking at my phone right now, you know, I literally in 2019. So 3 years later, I have another note where I said what I'm doing. Like, I'm impacting people. I'm impacting their families. I'm having people take stock in what they want in their life. I'm changing their stories. I'm helping them see what they do matters. What I do matters. And again, that was 3 years later. And now 3 years, 4 years after that, 5 years now, 5 years after that, I have a completely different vision. But all of the base of what I was doing and the base of what I was really trying to figure out my life, even though it has changed, the capacity in which I now help people has changed. That was always the goal. That was always the vision. And I think I wanted to share that today because I want you to realize that, like, you just have to start. You just have to decide. In 2016, I was not near where I am today, but I'm closer. I was closer then than I was in 2015, in 2014, in 2013. You know, 2013, if I really think about it, 2012, 2013 was probably like the rock bottom-ish times before I really started taking action. My real rock bottom was probably 2009, 2010, where I was really struggling because I didn't feel like I had a purpose and I didn't feel like I was worthy. And I was struggling with my eating disorder and I just was so fucking miserable in my own skin. And I was miserable in my own head because I literally did not know my purpose on this planet. And I was playing golf for all of the wrong reasons, for checking boxes that I checked that I was not happy in. But then what really started to switch is when I just decided I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was probably telling my now husband, but then we were just still dating. I was probably telling him, there's got to be a way to fix this. I know I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Hey, are you enjoying today's solo episode? If you are, I wanted to let you know that there is a couple other solo episodes that you might really enjoy. So if you're relatively new to the podcast, go back all the way back to episode number 6. This is one of my most downloaded podcasts. It was called How I Lost $50,000 and Gained Confidence. That was a good one that I got a ton of feedback on. Also, number 77, episode number 77 was a solo episode where I talked about not putting so much pressure on yourself. And then last but not least, episode 119, episode 119, which I really think that you will enjoy as well. If you're enjoying today's episode, thank you so much for being here and enjoy the rest of the show.
I remember there was a girl on the LPGA tour, and I don't even know if she was on the full tour, but I remember she killed herself. And I remember thinking in that moment how much pain she was in. She must have been in pain because she put so much pressure on herself for that to work. And she had, I remember she had an amazing junior career and she had all the pressure in the world and she just believed, and I didn't know her, and I'm speaking from hearsay and maybe I shouldn't even be saying this, but you know, I felt the pressure that she probably felt. I felt this deep, I have to fucking do this in order to be happy. And it wasn't working and it was miserable. And I did not want to do it, but I didn't see another way out because I just thought that that was the only thing that I could do, that only thing I was ever known for, the only thing that was going to make me famous and make me money and do all the things that everyone said was going to make me happy. And in those rock bottom years, whatever they were, at my lowest low, I would have never imagined that I would be sitting here today recording a podcast, having hundreds of clients that I've worked with and changing my life and having the life that I have, where I literally can tell you I have the greatest life ever because I decided it. And in those rock bottom moments, I did not want to give up. I did not want to give up. And I think it was, I've always talked about my mentor, Justin, on this podcast, and my husband, who was unbelievably supportive. You know, we were just dating at the time, but he just kept telling me, he's like, you can do anything you want. You just have to decide. You can do anything you want. I will support anything that you want to do. And I just had to have that glimmer of hope that I did have a purpose outside of playing golf. I did have a purpose outside of making money. I did have a purpose outside of what people thought I was supposed to look like, or that I thought I was going to be happy if I looked a certain way or weighed a certain thing or got paid a certain amount of money or, you know, performed on the golf course in a certain way. And I just needed that glimmer of hope. And for me, it was just that true decision that there was other people on this planet that were happy. And I did not know how to be happy for myself. And it was in that moment where I started reprogramming what I wanted to be true. You know, I first got into personal development, self-development, mindset, performance, whatever you want to call what it is that I do. You know, I hate the fact that it's hard to explain what I think I do. But if you boil down what I do is I help you reprogram the stories, the patterns, and the habits that are keeping you stuck. And when you reprogram, it's like, look at your brain as a computer. And I probably haven't articulated this well on this podcast, which is sad because I'm 3 years into it. But here you go. Here's what we really do. Think of your brain, think of your life as like a computer. And if you want it to look different, you have to program it different. Just because you came from one thing, just because you think one thing, does not mean that you have to do that forever. And I truly do believe this is the reason why my formula for everything that I teach, whether it's to help you become happy or make money, it doesn't fucking matter. Listen to me. It does not matter. It's the same formula. You have to make a decision. You have to have faith and you have to take action. You can accomplish anything on this planet, no matter your circumstance, no matter what you want, with those three things. And for me, I had to make a decision that I was no longer okay being in the same place. I had to make a decision that I wanted something different. So from that moment on, when I first understood that you could literally change everything that you were taught, everything that you think. When I came to that realization, and I'm sure that was, I can't even know dates for sure, but it was like probably 2012, 2013. But when I started to realize that nobody on the planet was going to save me, it wasn't anyone else's problem. No matter what happened to me, good or bad, I had a decision to change my life. I took personal responsibility for my life. And I decided in that 2012, 2013 timeframe that I was going to do something about it because nobody else was going to do it. And all of the boxes that I had checked, whether it be the money, whether it be the looks, whether it be the career, whatever it fucking was, none of those things were working. It's not like I had millions of dollars and I was fucking on the cover of Vogue. But at the same time, too, I had enough money and I had enough things going on around me that I knew I wasn't truly deeply fulfilled. So I realized that if I wanted something different, I had to do something different. I had to change all of the things that I was thinking. I had to change all of the things that I was doing. And I'm not going to be on here just like social media where it makes me sick to my stomach to watch people tell you can make $1 million overnight and it's easy and all of that shit. I'm not going to tell you anything that I did was easy. But what I'm first going to tell you is it is literally the best thing I've ever done in my life. There's two great things that I have done in my life. One has changed my life and two has married my husband. And I promise you, those two things have been the greatest things in my whole entire life. And I get so emotional because I hear people all the time give me all of the excuses why they can't have the life that they want, why they can't have the money that they want, why they can't have the relationships they want. You know, just this week, I had someone else tell me that they couldn't actually change the thing that was making them miserable because they had to pay for the 1 week beach vacation. And part of me is like, I get it. The beach vacation is so nice, but you're talking 1 week out of your whole entire fucking life. And if the other 52 weeks of the year, or how many weeks are there? 51 weeks of the year, you're miserable. What the fuck is the point? Like, what is the point? If you knew for a fact that you could do something different to get a different result, for to have 52 weeks of the year be pretty, honestly, pretty amazing. I have some bad weeks. I have some bad days. I have days where I want to cry, days where I want to quit. But overall, I have some really amazing days and life and business and clients, and just I can find so much joy in the littlest things. And so many people just aren't willing to do it. You know, so many people are just they're telling themselves the excuses that they can't. And I wish I could magic wand this for everyone. I wish I could literally give myself the magic wand, you know, 20 years before I got it. Because one thing that I've said on this podcast 100 times is the one thing I want more than anything else is time. You know, my husband is coming up to be 50, and this makes me emotional too, because it's like more than half of our life probably is over. And I used to want to end my life, and now I might have 40, 45 years if I'm lucky, and it's not enough. It's not even near enough. Like, it's not even close to near enough. You know, I've been with my husband 20 something years, and I just think to myself, I'm like, even if I get 40 more years with him, that means a third of our life is gone. That means a third of living this life where I get to help clients like actually enjoy their life and make money and change the like change the trajectory of their whole family lineage. You know, that's so sad to me to think that, you know, I might only have 20, 40, you know, if I'm lucky. I'm definitely not living 60 more years, but let's say I live another 40 years. Like, oh, that's just not enough time. And to think that, you know, 25-year-old, 28-year-old version of Christina didn't want another day. That's just so insane to me how different life can be and how much it can truly change. And I just want it for everyone so bad. Like, I can't want it. This is what I told a woman I did a discovery call with. I said, I can't want it more than you. And to me, sometimes that sucks and it hurts and it makes me so upset, because I just think to myself, I'm like, there's a different way. It can be different, but also too, God's plan. And maybe it's not me, and maybe you need to find it at a different time. You know, for me, I needed to figure it all out in 2012 or 2013 or whatever it was. But if I would have, I who knows, maybe someone was trying to help me in 2008 and I just didn't see it. I never know. But I'm just so passionate about this. What keeps me up at night? It's what I think about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the thing that I wish I could pass on to people that I love and people that I don't know. It's why I do what I do. And I know it's a broken record. And I just pray that God has put this in my heart. I was reading my devotional this morning where it said, your job, it was something along the lines of, your job may not be right now. And what I think that the devotional was trying to say was, maybe the one person that I impact today changes something 50 years from now, or their kids change something because they've changed, because I helped one person who helped one other person whose child has completely changed the trajectory of their life and what they thought was for them. And maybe my job isn't for today. Maybe it's for 10 generations from now. But if I did my job, then the 10 generations from now can be completely different. And I think that that's what motivates me. That's what keeps me going. You know, the work that I do, how I actually help people change the stories, the patterns, the habits to get different results in their life. And that different result may be business. It might be relational. It might be with themselves. With the self one is the one that hits my soul the most, is because it's the thing that I needed change the most. It's the thing that mattered to me more than anything. You know, this might come out cocky, but and I was told the other day, and I think I said this on a podcast, a woman called me arrogant the other day. And it was interesting because I've never really kind of thought of myself as arrogant. I know I'm super passionate and I know I speak my voice. And I know, like I started this podcast, I am probably one of the realest fucking people you'll meet. And I probably put my foot in my mouth 1,000 times, but I don't actually think that I'm arrogant, because I don't think I'm better than anyone else. I'm just so fucking passionate about what I talk about. And it's just something that it just oozes out of me. I just want it for people so, so badly. I just, and it, maybe it comes off. But what I was going to say was, I may come off that I'm, you know, cocky in some areas, but I've always known I was going to be successful financially. Like, I've just known this. Like, I did not come from money. I come from a very middle class. I've always been around money because I worked at private country clubs and I was around like millionaires and billionaires from a really, really young age, like especially in my teens and early 20s when I was doing corporate events. Like, I was around like fuck you amounts of money, like not just money. People think that they have money. I love the online space when people are talking about seven figures. And I was like, seven figures? Fuck, I saw a guy spend like literally $500,000 on a dinner one night. Like, I'm not even fucking shitting you. It's the craziest stuff on the planet. But all of that to be said, it's like, I always knew I was going to be financially successful. I always knew that I did not want an average or a below average lifestyle. And you can think I'm cocky, you can think I'm arrogant, you can think whatever the fuck you want. But at the end of the day, I always knew that that was possible for me because I was going to figure it out. However, the self stuff is really what I struggled with. My self-worth, my self-love, those are the things that I have struggled with my whole life. And I can firmly tell you, as I say on this podcast, I really fucking love myself. I am really in a great spot. I like myself. And it is for a woman who literally hated herself so much to now being like, I love myself. Do I look great all the time? Fuck no. Like, you know, it's the inside job now that I am just like so proud of. And I'm also like, I actually think I look better now than I have in a really long time. I take care of myself. I like don't treat myself like an asshole. I'm really kind to myself. Like, I do, I've changed so many of the ways that I've acted towards myself. And so when people say to me like that has really shifted with them after working with me, I'm like, it just hits my soul because that's the stuff that I care about so much. Making money, I've said it on this podcast 100 times and I know it just pisses people off, but making money is fucking easy. Making money is easy. Business is easy if you want it to be easy. Like, but the inside job, like changing the way that you talk to yourself, changing your relationships, changing the stories, patterns, and habits of your family, that shit's the hard shit. It really is. And that's the stuff that matters so much. You know, lately I've been getting a lot of clients that work with me that are extremely high achievers and they just want to do it easier. They just want to enjoy the process more. And they have gotten to their area of success because they've almost like hated their way to the top. They've almost given themselves no grace to get to the top and they want to do it in a different way because what I put out on the internet, it's fucking true. Like, I've never once said, you know, I make millions of dollars and it's so fucking easy. I've never said that because I don't make millions of dollars in this business. And I have never once said that it's super easy, but it's so fucking worth it. And I think a lot of people are really resonating with the fact that they want to enjoy this experience of life. You know, like, life is so short. And I think people want to know that, like, okay, I'm going to invest in myself to do something that most people think is crazy town, which is paying a woman on the other side of the world or on the other side of this computer to help me enjoy my life, to help me like enjoy the time that I have with my family, to help me like literally reprogram what my kids think is true and possible. And like stop the generational curses and all of those things and to perform at a high level and actually enjoy the fucking process of being a CEO and being a business executive and being a mom. Like, that's the shit that actually fucking matters. And it's so bonkers because we don't preach this. If I told a person on the street, hey, I spent $50,000 going to school, people would give me applause. They would tell me, congratulations. And yet, if I tell them I spent $50,000 on coaching and mindset work and performance and like performance enhancements, doesn't that sound bad? That sounds like Viagra. But people, if I told people on the street that I paid $50,000 for a fast track to change my whole entire life and the way that I think and how I make money and how I enjoy my life, people think I'm fucking crazy. And I think, unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. And I think that needs to be fucking changed. If I'm anyone on the planet, I would take that $50,000 and invest in yourself. But most people don't have the confidence to invest in themselves because they're afraid to fail. They're afraid if it doesn't work. They're afraid of what people are going to say. They're afraid of, quote unquote, wasting their money. I promise you, there's no one that's ever worked with me that says that it's a waste of their fucking money. Literally, it just fucking can't be, because it will 1000% get you closer to what you actually want. If you're all in, there is not another coach on the planet that is all in as I am. I live, breathe, and sleep and die this work. It's what I fucking love. It's what I breathe. It's saved my life. And that's the reason why I'm so passionate about it. I don't have kids and I work all the time because this is what I want to do on the planet. You know, I had a call with a friend of mine the other day, and he had gotten into the coaching space. And I have heard this so many times. So pay attention, especially if you are someone listening to this that is in the coaching space yourself, because I know a lot of coaches listen to this podcast. If you are someone who is telling yourself it's fucking hard to market yourself as a coach, do me a solid and change that right fucking now. But when I was on the phone with a buddy of mine, he said, yeah, I don't really want to do this anymore. It's really hard selling myself and I just don't want to fucking sell myself. And I love this guy and I don't think he listens to those podcasts, but I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, of course it's fucking hard. Like, what work isn't having hard spots? Do you think I like love every single day getting on here and acting like an idiot and trying to tell you that like I literally have the fucking magic wand to change your life? And I sell it. I sell this to you today. I am 100% selling you because I believe it to my absolute core. But do you think it's easy? Like nobody is like, there isn't people knocking on my door. I am very fortunate that I do. I am almost always sold out, but I have been hustling my ass for so many years. I am willing to sell this. Like, I don't understand why people think it's like so fucking like easy for some people, or maybe you're doing it wrong. If it's not like people aren't throwing credit cards at you. I know that like the online space, like last year and the year before, have become the most gross place ever because everyone was charging these monies for fucking matrices and universes and quantums, this and all of that bullshit stuff. I don't even fucking know what any of that means. And I'm not judging anyone. I don't give two fucks. But for anyone to say that it was so fucking easy and people are throwing credit cards at you, that is fucking a lie. I hustle my ass in order to help people. I sell all the time. I'm always selling because I believe in what I do. I believe in this process. But so if you're listening, if you're a coach listening to this and you want to quit because you don't like quote unquote selling yourself, fucking every job, there's parts of every job that everyone doesn't like. I doubt there's one job on the planet Earth that every part of the job is so easy and you enjoy every single thing about it. There is some days that I am just like want to bang my head against the wall because I've talked to like literally hundreds of people. And most people, actually my close rate is like 1 out of 3, which I actually feel is really good. But all of that to be said, 2/3 of the people will literally say no. They'll keep themselves stuck. They won't take the action on it. They say they want something different, but do they actually want something different? And that's okay. Those are not my people. But to think that it's like easy to show up and sell all the time, you're crazy. And so to my buddy, I was like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, you have to sell yourself. You have to be willing to talk about the results that you can provide for people because that's what sells. That's what people are buying. People are buying the results. They don't actually give a fuck whether they talk to me for 5 minutes or 55 minutes. They don't actually give a fuck how many months or what's the time frame. They actually care. Can you help me solve this problem? Can you help me go from overwhelmed, stressed out, feeling like it's all going to come crumbling down, feeling like I'm doing it wrong, feeling like, you know, my parents aren't proud of me, feeling like I'm not making enough money, feeling like I'm disappointing my kids, feeling like it's never enough, to actually all of the exact opposite things? Because that's really what people want. People want to know that they're safe, that they're okay, that they're doing it right. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to, you know, all of the things. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to do less. It's okay to do more. It's okay to hire things out. It's okay to feel like you don't have to have your shit together all the time. That's what people actually want. So yes, I'm showing up every single day telling people these exact things in order for them to change the habits that they have that have gotten them where they are. So I just think that like, This is a very like long-winded. Clearly, you know me, and I'm sure like 90% of people have turned this off. Or who knows? Send me a message, 501-222-3362. I always tell you guys to text me. Maybe you do like hearing my story. Maybe you like hearing that I'm vulnerable. Maybe you like hearing, you know, how I went from like literally thinking that I was going to make $500,000 a year, like hosting golf programs and impacting people around the world to making $500,000 today, where I get to coach people and where I get to help them lead their best lives. You know, it's completely different, but it's exactly the same. It's just that the container changed. And I think that I wanted you to know that, that what you think you might be doing today could totally change and could totally pivot. You know, a lot of people hate that word, but it's true. You know, it kind of pivoted for me. I got the same result. I love my fucking life. I make great money and I'm helping people. It just looks so different than it looked in 2016, 8 years ago. And it's probably going to look a lot different 8 years from now. I'm getting a lot of requests now to speak to groups. I'm getting a lot of requests to do more business stuff, to speak to business groups and business executives. I'm doing a lot of speaking in masterminds and all of that kind of stuff. So who knows? Maybe it could shift. Maybe I'll go on the road and be a speaker. I don't really know. All I know is that my overall goal is to do what God put in my soul and impact people in a great way and letting them know that like everything that they've ever done, they don't have to do. And it all starts with the decision, just deciding it's your turn. And if I can support people in doing that, great. If this podcast is the way that you are supporting yourself, great. You know, like that's what I'm here for. This is what I do. I feel like I'm an open book. I feel like I tell you on social media that I literally have the greatest life ever. I show you what I do day in and day out. I think people just think that there's a secret behind it. And like, that's kind of not the truth. The secret is I just fucking live, breathe, and die it. I literally wake up and do the same shit every single day. I do have an amazing life. There's no doubt about it. But basically Monday through Friday, I do the exact same shit. I take care of myself. I walk, I work, I hustle, I help people. I drink my fucking gallon of water. You know, I do all of the things that I tell everyone else to do. You know, if anyone listens to this that knows me in real life, knows that this is the way I live. This is what I do. I literally live the life that I live on social media. And I know that that's perhaps hard for you to believe, or maybe you believe that everyone does that, but I don't think everyone actually does this. And I now know that a lot more people are showing their lives and showing behind the scenes and stuff, but I've always kind of done that. I've shown you that I was a train wreck. I'm very vulnerable about 90% of my life, 80% of my life. I try to show you that today's version of Christina looks nothing like 2011, 2012, 2013 version of Christina. Nothing on the outside has really changed, but everything on the inside has changed. And to me, that's the point, that's the thing that matters, because how you make more money is coming from this mindset. How you have more joy is coming from this mindset. How you have amazing friendships and relationships is coming from this mindset. You know, it's not the opposite way. Once you make money, you're not going to immediately be happy. Trust me, I've had a little money and I've had a lot of money. And I'm telling you, like, neither one is good without this mindset. It really isn't. And I want it for people so badly. And it's the reason why I show up, and it's who I am, and it's what I do. And I know that this probably didn't answer everyone's question. The one question that I did that I did answer is, have I always been a morning person? Fuck no. But I am now. Have I always believed in God? No. I grew up, I remember since a kid, I grew up saying my prayers. I could probably recite what I said, you know, when I was a little kid, just because that's what my parents told me to do. I probably had stepped foot in a church 5 times in my whole life before I came to Arkansas. When I came to Arkansas, there was a church on every single corner, and it was not for me. I didn't even know what it meant to be a Christian. I remember when I first met Nathan's parents, like that was the very first question they asked me. They're like, are you a Christian? And I was like, I don't know. What does that even mean? But for me, I found God. I found my faith when I needed it, when I couldn't do life, you know, without it. And that was roughly 2012 is when I finally said, all right, God. And at the time, I didn't even really know what it was, how I came into my faith, how I now know that God is my savior, Jesus is my savior, is because I started listening to Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, and Joyce Meyer. I just knew that there was something outside of myself that I needed. And then obviously, like, being in this culture, but I came to Arkansas in 2002, for crying out loud. So it took me 6 years. It wasn't just where I lived. It was because I needed that in my life. I needed to know who I was, whose I was. I needed that so much. So for me, that's, you know, that was a question I asked, is like, you know, have I always had God in my life? And the answer is no, but thank God I do, because life is so much better when you have your faith. And I pray that everyone that I work with has some sort of faith. For me, it's God, and hopefully it becomes that for them too. But, you know, I just have to have people believe that there's something outside of themselves that is literally working for their highest good, for working for them, because that's what makes what I do so much easier. Because when things don't go quote unquote your way, we have the belief that they're happening for you. They're happening like to you. They're happening because it is the guidance to the next great thing in the lows, because there's going to be low moments. You know, unfortunately, social media just shows us the highlights of everything. There's been a lot of lows. And again, on this podcast, I feel like I've been very vulnerable about sharing that I've had a lot of lows. And your lows and my lows, there's no need to compare them. Yours might be easier, yours might be worse, but at the end of the day, only you can make a change. Only you can do something different. I interviewed one of my good friends on the podcast, and her story is incredible. You know, she had 5 children by the age of 26 and was a single mother, and went on to, you know, change, to create a multi 7-figure business. And she just decided it. She just knew that she was going to do something that no one else had done. And she did it. And I think that those stories on this podcast and, you know, on social media, I think that they're really helpful, but there's a lot of low moments in those things too. So if you're in a low moment, just know that low moments don't stay and high moments don't stay. That's what makes, you know, I always remember this story. I was on top of a mountain. This was way, way, way back. I probably haven't been skiing for 30 years, but I was a big snowboarder growing up. And I remember it was almost like a God moment that I didn't know, because I didn't know God, you know, prior at this time. But I remember being on the top of a mountain looking out, and I was in a really low season of my life. My best friend had just died. He had killed himself. And I thought that was one of the lowest moments of my life. But I remember thinking on the top of that mountain, if it wasn't for the low moments, you don't know how good the good moments are. And I don't know why I knew that then, because I did not have my faith and I was in such a low moment. But I think that there's just little moments in life that just will resonate with you and stay with you for your whole entire life. And for me, that moment, it stuck with me. It's like, I knew in that moment that the lowest of the low was going to make me appreciate the highest of the high. And I want you to remember that too. Like, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have highs and lows. And no matter if you're starting over, you're starting fresh, or you're going higher to the top, there's going to be like ups and downs. And for me, it's just so much easier to know that you're in charge, that if with God, you can do anything you want in this world. And I know this podcast has seemed like more of like a preaching type of podcast, but I literally am just wanting to share my heart with you. I just want to share why I do this with you. I just want to share a moment of hope with you, because if I can go from where I was to what I have today, I just hope that you realize you can do it too. And it just starts with the decision and then a shit ton of action. And the faith part is what makes it so magical along the way, the good moments and the bad moments. So yeah, if those are the questions that I had. And I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Hopefully you got something out of this. If it's just anything, just to learn more about me and my story. If you ever have any questions for me, I'm open book, like I say. You can text me 501-222-3362 or come follow me over on Instagram at bchristina. And thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it so, so much. Thank y'all so much for joining me on today's episode of the Decide It's Your Turn podcast. If today's episode resonated with you at all, please share it with a friend. Also, head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and a comment. What is it that you want us to talk about that'll help you realize that at any moment and any day, you too can decide it's your turn? I'm Christina LeCure. I'll see you next time.